Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for the 33rd Sunday of Ordinary Time. Now, you may already know that in these programs, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them, called the proper, are on texts particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, who's our featured composer during this month of November. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. First is the introit, sung as the celebrant enters the church. Then comes the gradual, sung after the first gospel reading. Then the alleluia, sung after the second. Next is the offertory, sung while the celebrant prepares the gifts for communion. And finally, the communion, sung while the gifts are distributed to the congregation. The other 5 parts of the Mass are the ordinary, whose texts are the same all year long, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei. Today, to make room for all 5 parts of Palestrina's Missa Regina Caeli, Mass of the Queen of the Heavens, we'll include from the proper only the introit and gradual, both of them rendered in the traditional Gregorian chant. So let's get started with our introit, Dicit Dominus. The Lord says, I am pondering thoughts of peace and not of affliction, from the book of Jeremiah and Psalm 84. The singers are the Schola of the Hofburgkapelle of Vienna. Was our introit for today, Dicit Dominus. And now before we start our Mass Ordinary, I'd like you to hear the motet on which it's based, also called Regina Caeli, and also by Palestrina. The performers will be the King's Singers.
Regina Caeli,
We've been listening to the motet Regina Coeli by Palestrina. And now we shall go on to the Missa Regina Coeli, also by Palestrina, and based on the melody of his motet. The singers of the Kyrie, the Lord have mercy, are the 16.
Thank you.
That was the Kyrie of Palestrina's Missa Regina Caeli. Palestrina is one of the greatest composers of the High Renaissance. He left us more than 100 masses and many motets and other sacred works. Now, in the order of the Mass, the Gloria, the great doxology, follows directly after the Kyrie. So here's Palestrina's setting, again performed by the 16.
Oh,
That was the Gloria of today's Mass, the Missa Regina Caeli, by our featured Mass composer of this month, the Italian master Palestrina. Now, before we continue our Mass Ordinary with the Nicene Creed, here is our gradual text for today, Liberaste nos, you have delivered us, Lord, from Psalm 43. The performers of the choir of Gonville and Caius College, Cambridge. We've heard our gradual for today, You Have Delivered Us, Lord, sung in Gregorian chant. And here, before we continue our Mass order, is another motet by Palestrina, Veni Sancte Spiritus, Come Holy Spirit. The performers are the choir of New College, Oxford.
Oh!
We've heard Palestrina's lovely motet, Veni Sancte Spiritus. And this brings us to the spiritual midpoint of today's Mass, the Nicene Creed. Again, we'll turn to Palestrina's Mass Ordinary for his credo. And again, it's the 16 doing the singing.
Thank you.
That was a Nicene Creed, or Credo, of Palestrina's Mass Ordinary for today. And now it's time for the Sanctus of today's Mass Ordinary, the Missa Regina Caeli of Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina.
Oh.
We've heard the Sanctus of Palestrina's Missa Regina Caeli, sung by the 16. And now we can proceed to the last section of the Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. Again, it's Palestrina's music and the 16.
Thank you.
That was the Agnus Dei of the Missa Regina Caeli by today's featured composer, the 16th century master Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina. And with it, we've almost reached the end of today's program. I do, however, have one last musical tidbit to offer, a motet by the 15th century Franco-Flemish composer Pierre de la Rue. This is called Gaude Virgo Mater, Rejoice, Virgin Mother of Christ. The performers of this motet are the English Hilliard Ensemble.
Thank you.
was Pierre de la Rue's motet, Gaude Virgo Mater. And with it, we must end today's program. I hope you've enjoyed the chant, the motets, and also the Mass by Palestrina. And I hope you'll tune in again next weekend, either on Saturday at 4 or on Sunday at 2 for a program celebrating the Feast of Christ the King with another wonderful Mass by Palestrina. You can listen again to this program or to any of our programs in this series and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. That's M-A-T-E-R-D-E-I radio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 220. As always, we welcome your comments and suggestions for future music. You may email us at info@materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a fulfilling weekend.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.